Well, I've known it ever since I was a youngster. We didn't realise just how polluted the river was. We used to go up to a place called Hale and do some swimming in the river and camp. I went into a trade called pattern making and I was involved with ship repair, so I spent a lot of time around all the docks, and the river in those days was packed with ships from one end to the other, and I was always very, very interested. I don't know why. I think it's something that's in one's blood, isn't it? How the river's changed. It changed from a busy, busy river into a river with no life. And it was so polluted. The water was so thick it was like liquid coal, and it had what we call Mersey tadpoles in it. And great big balls of fat that used to come from the margarine works. It really was disgusting when we first started sailing. The difference now is quite fantastic, obviously, because of the clean-up that's taken place, and we can now see our feet when we stand in the water. I started because the children were young. I built a little mirror dinghy and the boys started to come sailing with me. We were very, very competitive, and it was when the boys got older that Kath came along and replaced them effectively.
I very foolishly offered to crew for Tom. So at the beginning of the season, mid-March, icy cold day, was my first trip out with him, and he capsized me. And it was disastrous because I didn't know anything about sailing. Forgot to unhook the sails, so we went full turtle, and it was difficult to get back up. Having said that, it wasn't as bad as I expected.
It happened fairly regularly after that. On one particular occasion, we were in the Royal Mersey Regatta. We went rather too close to a buoy, which I was prone to do, and I hooked the main sheet on the buoy, and the boat started to go down. The rescue boat came up and asked us, did we want some help? To which my reply was, no, I don't want any help, because if you touch us, we're out of the race. And my wife seemed to think that that was rather naughty of me, because I valued the race more than I valued her life. When Kath was racing with me, she was the hardest crew I ever had. I didn't have to say what to do. Kath began to click with what to do and read my mind, as she had always been able to anyway. With regard to the history of Liverpool Sailing Club, the situation was that there was nowhere to get into the river on the Liverpool side of the water. They came back from the war and found a site on the airport, which is a sandy shore and no dock walls to bump into if you get blown over. And they settled on that, so they had to get permission from the Ministry of Defence then. They were allowed to go across the airport with an army escort and try it out. It meant lowering the boats down a 30-foot cliff, walking across the mud and launching them. And they launched about 50 boats that way. They were allowed to do it twice in the year. They then gave them access to do it on a fairly regular basis. And that's how they started. They built the club on the same spot over a period of 40 years. Finished up with £500,000 of clubhouse, and slipway 1,000 feet long down to low water and everything else. We've been there ever since. We were the first family members club. The family was the membership group. So the children became full members, the husband and wife were full members, and the ladies were encouraged to take an active part in the club from day one. That was rather taboo at the time in the 50s, and some clubs didn't even allow ladies in.
When I became the Commodore, I did turn things on their head. It was quite frowned upon by the other clubs. What a lady, are they going downhill? Eventually, I think they came to accept it, that that was the way forward. We've had many, many lady Commodores following on.
The whole aim is to get to every child in Liverpool and give them a chance to get on the water before they're 10 to 12 years old. We want to see that water covered with people in canoes, windsurfers, dinghies, powerboats, jet skis, or whatever. As long as the people are out enjoying themselves, behaving themselves, and they're safe, that is the aim of sailing in general. South of the bar at Liverpool, it's a very, very hostile environment. When you're out 13 miles at the bar, you can see the cathedral. It's a wonderful feeling you get when you see that and you think, oh, I'm back home, let's get in as fast as we can. That feeling must have been carried down over the years for all the people that have come in, and they remember it, I think, because of that.
Its waterfront is absolutely unique. We've heard it compared to Hong Kong, Sydney and New York, but being a Liverpoolian, to me it's better than all of those.